During the 1930s, Hemingway wrote a number of articles and stories that enlarged upon the themes of his earlier work. In The Green Hills of Africa, he discusses killing as a spiritual experience.
I did not mind killing anything, any animal, if I killed it cleanly.
In the snows of Kilimanjaro, Hemingway's dying hero seeks the mountain heights, a symbol of his salvation. Wide as all the world, great, high, and unbelievably white in the sun. In Death in the Afternoon, Hemingway celebrates death as a ritual.
The whole end of the bullfight was the final sword thrust, the actual encounter between the man and the animal, what the Spanish call the moment of truth.
Later, in For Whom the Bell Tolls, Hemingway extended the mystique of the bull ring to probe a nation in the grip of a vicious civil war. In The Death of El Sordo, Hemingway stresses man's need to face his fate with courage and honor.
He was not at all afraid of dying, but he was angry at being trapped on this hill, which was only utilizable as a place to die. Whether one has fear of it or not, one's death is difficult to accept. If one must die, he thought, and clearly one must, I can die, but I hate it.
Hemingway's own urge for adventure and appetite for living continued unabated. During World War II, he covered the European theater as a correspondent for a number of magazines and newspapers. Papa, as he liked to be called, came to symbolize the man of action, a composite of his own creations. In 1944, after his marriage to Miss Mary, his domestic life stabilized. There was talk that his writing days were over, that his creativity was in decline. Many readers fancied that they recognized a moribund Hemingway in the weary, aging Colonel Cantwell of Across the River and Into the Trees. Typically, Cantwell says of Venice, one of Hemingway's favorite cities,
I fought for it when I was a boy, and now that I am a half a hundred years old, they know I fought for it. And I am part owner, and they treat me well.
But while reviewers and critics were writing his literary obituary, Hemingway was completing his novella, The Old Man and the Sea, a story of classic proportions. This deceptively simple tale is a powerful account of a Cuban fisherman who hooks a great marlin, only to see it devoured by sharks. It revived Hemingway's literary reputation.
Half fish, fish that you were. I am sorry that I went too far out. I ruined us both. But we have killed many sharks, you and I, and ruined many others. What will you do now if they come in the night? What can you do? Fight them. I'll fight them until I die.